2 Samuel, chapter 17. Moreover, Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid, and all the people who are with him will flee, and I will strike the king only. And I will bring back all the people to you, all the people will return if the man you are seeking is struck, all the people will be in peace." And the saying pleased Absalom well, and all the elders of Israel. Then Absalom said, "Call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he says." And when Hushai came to Absalom, Absalom spoke to him, saying, "Ahithophel has spoken after this manner, shall we do after his saying? If not, you speak." And Hushai said to Absalom, "The counsel that Ahithophel has given this time is not good." Hushai said moreover, "You know your father and his men, that they are mighty men, and they are bitter in soul, as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field, and your father is a man of war, and will not lodge with the people. Look, he is hid now in some pit, or in some other place, and it will come to pass, when some of them have fallen at the first, that whoever hears it will say, 'There is a slaughter among the people who follow Absalom.' And even he who is a son of valor, whose heart is as the heart of a lion, will completely melt, for all Israel knows that your father is a mighty man, and those who are with him are sons of valor. But I counsel that all Israel be gathered together to you, from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for multitude, and that you go to battle in your own person. So we will come upon him in some place where he will be found, and we will fall on him as the dew falls on the ground, and of him and of all the men who are with him we will not leave so much as one. Moreover, if he goes into a city, then all Israel will bring ropes to that city, and we will draw it into the river, until there is not one small stone found there." And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, "The counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For Yahweh had determined to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, to the intent that Yahweh might bring evil on Absalom." Then Hushai said to Zadok and to Abiathar the priests, "Thus and thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus I have counseled. Now therefore send quickly, and tell David, saying, 'Don't lodge this night at the fords of the wilderness, but by all means pass over, or else the king will be swallowed up, and all the people who are with him.'" Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz were waiting by En-Rogel, and a female slave used to go and tell them, and they went and told King David, so they might not be seen coming into the city. But a lad saw them, and told Absalom, and they went both of them away quickly, and came to the house of a man in Bahurim, who had a well in his court, and they went down there. And the woman took and spread the covering over the well's opening, and strewed bruised grain on it, and nothing was known. And Absalom's slaves came to the woman to the house, and they said, "Where are Ahimaaz and Jonathan?" And the woman said to them, "They have gone over the brook of water." And when they had sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem, and it came to pass, after they departed, that they came up out of the well, and went and told King David, and they said to David, "Arise, and pass quickly over the water, for thus has Ahithophel counseled against you." Then David arose, and all the people who were with him, and they passed over the Jordan. By the morning light there lacked not one of them that had not gone over the Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his donkey, and arose, and went home, to his city, and set his house in order, and hanged himself, and he died, and was buried in the tomb of his father. Then David came to Mahanaim. And Absalom passed over the Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him. And Absalom set Amasa over the host instead of Joab. Now Amasa was the son of a man, whose name was Ithra the Israelite, that went in to Abigail the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zeruiah, Joab's mother. And Israel and Absalom encamped in the land of Gilead, and it came to pass, when David came to Mahanaim, that Shobi the son of Nahash of Rabbah of the sons of Ammon, and Mashir the son of Amiel of Lodbar, and Barzillai the Gileadite of Rogalim, brought beds, and basins, and earthen vessels, and wheat, and barley, and meal, and parched grain, and beans, and lentils, and parched pulse, and honey, and butter, and sheep, and cheese of the herd, for David, and for the people who were with him, to eat, for they said, "The people are hungry, and weary, and thirsty, in the wilderness."